Just a quick message that if you fancy it, then you can vote for us in the British Podcast Awards. All you have to do is go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote, or you can also find the link in our social media descriptions and bios. All you have to do is go there and search for the World Cup of in the search bar, click on our podcast and enter your email address. You'll get an email to confirm once you've done your vote, and just click on that link and it's all done. Thank you in advance for any of you that do decide to vote for us. Cheers. Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of the World Cup of Podcasts, the podcast where we choose a category, nominate contestants and debate each fixture to decide who is the champion of its category. Today we are going through and deciding what the best ice cream flavour is in our shorter edition of the podcast, where we use only 8 instead of 16 picks for the whole tournament. So we're going to start at the quarterfinal stage. Before we get underway, we want to encourage everyone to get in touch with the podcast. We're on our socials at World Cup of Pod and our email address worldcupofpod@gmail.com, or through our website, which is linked in the podcast description. And if you like what we do, then please go ahead and review us on Apple Podcasts. Before we get down to business, let's join our old friend Charlie, who's yet again going to disappoint us with another episode of What's in Charlie's Loft.
I'm surprised you haven't cancelled.
I thought this was finished now.
I don't know who Charlie is.
Aaron, theme tune.
Oh, theme doodle.
Oh dear. Oh,
no. Great start.
Right, Charlie, can you spit me a beat? Because I got some lyrics for this one this time.
Yeah. Wait, that's actually all right.
When is Charlie going to cancel this segment?
I couldn't keep it up.
Well, I was going to go somewhere.
That was the best part of this segment's ever seen.
That was very impressive.
Oh, come on.
That was a good duo. I could actually like do some bars with that. So
okay, so right. I have a mini globe in front of me. Okay, so basically, whoever's pick loses, I'm gonna spin the globe, put my finger on it, and whatever it lands on, that loser has to speak in that accent through the whole next round.
I'm watching Always Sunny, haven't you?
No,
I don't like this at all.
I feel like that'll be cancelled.
It's not even an original idea.
Hey, come
on. This is insanely racist.
Why?
Yeah, very dicey.
Well, then, yes. What do you mean, why?
Just don't make
this
it racist.
Very, very dicey.
Also, have you already forgotten what happened in the Alco episode when we had something we had to do after each pick? It just became a mess.
Why don't you point to it, and then wherever it lands, that person has to immediately book a flight there right now.
Very good.
I'd force the person to do that accent.
We do one for Jordan, and it's just for the intro. And then it's just done with.
I've got to just go fly somewhere, is this what you mean?
and do the accent while you're out there.
Just do the accent.
Is that a dig? You want me to fuck off, Ben?
Yeah, actually.
Why don't we get Jordan a flight and then start the podcast again?
And then we can go from there.
None of this is making it in either. This is just for me.
Excuse you.
Yeah, Charlie, we're going to veto your idea.
Great.
You can pick a place and maybe get someone to do it, but we're not doing it throughout the podcast. That's just going to be
okay,
a mess.
Okay, let's just cut Charlie's love out of this, because this is just bad.
No.
There's no point, because it's not going to be used for anything, is it?
Until you show us something worthwhile, we'll continue to shame you.
That was terrible as usual, though. So keep it up, I guess. Good job.
Yeah.
just, I tell you what. All right, spin the globe and put your finger on it.
Yeah.
Then we have to guess where it is, and then the person closest to it wins £17 from you.
£17?
Yeah.
Yes, from
maybe you. we get clues from you or something. See how good you are at coming up little cute clues for us.
Go on, spin the globe and put your finger on it.
All right.
Tell me when you've done it.
All right, cool.
Okay. Yeah. Give us one clue and then we get to all guess.
Shit. Wait.
We could do like 20 questions, but
do
like,
the accent.
This is good, because this will put him really under the pressure.
Shit.
This is where we find that Charlie's geography skills are terrible.
Are you shocked? Oh no.
No, not really.
No.
Okay, alright, okay. First clue.
What's their favourite food?
Fuck's sake, I just had a clue and you've asked me that question. How the fuck?
Yeah, because you paused.
Japan.
I thought you disappeared or something.
Fuck's sake.
Japan. Colombia.
Right, shut up, Aaron. Right, Aaron, okay. Give us a clue.
First clue. Skiing.
Austria.
Switzerland.
Okay, everyone, chill out, mate.
Switzerland.
We've got to be specific. Grenoble.
You don't ski in Grenoble at the airport. You go to Three Valleys in wherever, Val Thorens.
Okay,
wait, pause.
Yeah, go on.
Is this Colorado? This is in Europe.
Well, I'm not going to give you the. I'm not going to say if it's in Europe or not.
Is it Colorado?
No.
Alaska.
Oh, South Island and New Zealand. South Island and New Zealand.
See, I'm going to say it and you're going to get it instantly.
Yeah. Go on, say it then.
Yeah, maybe.
Viking.
Sweden.
Iceland.
No.
Norway?
Norway.
Norway, yeah.
Do you go skiing in Norway?
Yeah, I didn't know you skied
in
Norway.
Vikings in Norway?
Why Vikings? Say Vikings?
Because I don't want to give it away so quickly, do I?
I mean, Vikings could be literally anywhere Scandinavian.
Or, what do you mean?
Or just be better and have an actual segment.
I hope this is as fun to listen to as it was to play.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be less.
Suffered.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charlie, got anything to say for yourself after that?
No.
It's alright, we'll stop being mean when you start not being shit, to be honest. Should we get down to real business? The real reason everyone turned in, because everyone is sat here at home dying to know what is the best ice cream flavour. I know I am. So let's get into it and decide who is the world champion of flavours of ice cream. Starting off the tournament, we're starting off a bit rogue in my opinion. We've got Ferrero Rocher versus coffee.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like the coffee one is a little bit. I mean, coffee in general is a little bit Marmite, isn't it? You either love it, you hate it. So I think that's relatively controversial. That one. Ferrero Rocher.
Who here likes? Let's start with who likes coffee. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Apart from,
I feel like Charlie doesn't drink caffeine.
He doesn't drink hot drink. Oh, he has tea every now and then, doesn't he?
Every now and then.
Charlie, do you like coffee or no?
I do not.
And do you like coffee ice cream? Because I wonder if they're mutually exclusive or not.
I think I've tried it before, but I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I think coffee's such a distinct flavour that you can't really have something coffee and not have it.
I'm a big coffee fan, but I don't know what I'd ever pick.
You're a big guy as well, aren't you?
Thank you so much. I don't think I'd ever pick to have coffee-flavoured ice cream, maybe because it wouldn't be like top of my list anyway. But I don't know. Aaron, you picked it. Are you a big fan of it then?
Yeah. I generally like it because I don't like normal coffee, like hot coffee. I like it iced, like an ice cream. Like that's how it always prefer. Coffee ice cream is just pain.
Saying that, iced coffee is really good. I've never had ice cream coffee, but if it tastes anything like that, that'd be wicked.
Sort of similar, yeah. It's got the taste of coffee itself in it, and it's
it's definitely tastes like coffee. It's like. I don't really know how to describe it. Like you'd know it's almost like coffee flavored things. That aren't coffee taste, you know, like when things taste like the flavor you'd expect coffee flavored to be without tasting exactly like coffee. That's what it's like. It's pretty good. On the other hand, Ferrero Rocher, I don't think I've ever had that. Oh, go on, Dan, you're gonna say something.
No, I was just gonna, like, you said you're not the biggest fan of it because I'd argue Jordan is one of the biggest coffee connoisseurs amongst us.
Jordan's
the one that has like the whole coffee maker and like. Portable coffee shit. It's very impressive.
Man, you're making me blush, man. You're making me blush.
I
prefer my coffee black. I like strong flavoured coffee, and I think I used to drink like lattes and stuff. I might have the old cappuccino or that, but really I like strong tasting coffee, and I think if you were to have that as ice cream, it wouldn't taste nice. And I think
because naturally it's got the milky flavour in it as well.
Yeah, and I don't mind milky coffee, and I'd say I don't mind coffee flavoured ice cream, but I don't know. For me, it wouldn't be in my top anything, really. It'd probably be, if they've got that left and I've got to have it, I wouldn't say no to it, but, you know. On the other hand, Ferrero Rocher. I don't think I've ever eaten a Ferrero Rocher. Charlie, you pick this.
What?
Explain yourself, boy.
What? Well, Ferrero Rochers, they're quite tough to eat. I don't know if you ever had one, but, like, you know, like...
What?
You know,
are you joking?
Are you okay?
No, but, like, they take a long time to chew. I've genuinely never eaten one before.
No,
it's like
you're
the
thinking
softest
of a, you're
chocolate
of a
with
truffle. Bit of nuts around it.
Bruh, how do you eat your Ferrero Rocher?
Ferrero Rocher is one of the most delicious chocolate.
You could suck them.
But that's why you struggle.
But for the ice cream is literally just really chocolatey and really nutty, and it's just very nice.
Is it like hazelnut?
And it just goes down the gullet very nicely.
Now, as much as I hate Charlie, when you see an ice cream shop that sells Ferrero Rocher ice cream, you know it's a good one.
Yeah, I respect that. I respect the idea of that.
You tend to find that the good sort of original Italian places do the Ferrero Rocher flavors.
It is very nice, very nutty, chocolatey. I don't like chocolate ice cream just on its own, but it doesn't taste synthetic. It actually tastes like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the opinion in like nutty flavor ice cream in general?
Big
are we fans?
Big fan. No.
I don't mind it, but it won't be my first choice.
Ben would literally die if he had it, but.
Yeah.
Supposedly. We have this discussion before where Ben was like, yeah, I might be allergic, but he's not sure.
Yeah, no, I'm allergic to peanuts, and that's it.
Oh, that's confirmed now.
But, I mean, if you're allergic to one type of nut, why risk it?
Yeah. What about these nuts?
I've never eaten Ferrero Rocher, and I'm never going to.
Many people are allergic to those, Dan.
Many people. Ferrero Rocher is the... I'm so surprised Jordan hasn't had Ferrero Rocher. That is absolutely
never in my
delicious.
Life have I eaten one, ever.
Absolutely.
I don't know what it is.
Wait, you've not had like a normal Ferrero Rocher?
Never.
You really need to sort that out.
They always give them out at Christmas.
Do we...
Yeah,
Ferrero Rocher
chocolate during Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, go on, Dan, what you say?
But Ben, you're biased because you literally can't have it. Was Ferrero Rocher on our on our chocolate podcast?
It was not, I don't believe. I do massively agree with Ben there, though, because I feel like Ferrero Rocher's... What they've got going for them is their packaging makes them look like they're really like classy chocolates, but they're probably the cheapest like kind of classy chocolate you can get. So like, if you know what I mean, if you think about the highly... We spoke in that chocolate episode, like things like Lindor chocolates and stuff. They've got like the premium feel to them, the way they're advertised and everything. Ferrero Rocher's, especially with like the way they're like literally, you know, golden brown on the like the packaging, they look like they're like high class ones, but then they always seem to be about that you don't really eat. For me, I just never gone there. I feel like I like them though, because I do like hazelnut and I do like chocolate, but
you really
I'm not sure what that would
out.
Be like
if you
for
get a chance,
ice cream.
Have it.
We'll get you one, and we'll get Jordan one, and then Jordan will post a video of himself eating it onto our Instagram.
That's
there, I said
it.
You gotta do it now. You gotta do it now. At World Cup of Pod,
Ben's just sat there fuming like. Someone else
the
is
entering
that's mine.
All right, should we vote on these two though? I think we've got a lot of chat at those two. Ferrero Rocher or coffee? We'll start with Aaron. What are you going for?
Coffee
for Aaron. Charlie.
Ferrero.
Simon.
Ferrero.
Making it 2-1 to Ferrero Rocher. Ben.
Like no one likes saying anything normally anymore. Coffee.
Yeah, preach. Nope. Coffee, making it 2-2. Dan, you can go next. Ferrero Rocher or coffee?
Ferrero.
Making it 3-2 Ferrero Rocher. And I've never had Ferrero Rocher, so I can't in all consciousness vote for it. So I'm going for coffee, making it 3-3. And Dan, you have the honours of taking us to a deciding vote. And who is going through? Is it Ferrero Rocher or the coffee?
The winner is coffee.
Coffee is through 4-3. And a nice... At least it was a nice like sort of, you know, exciting start in a way, because we
that was a hearty debate as well though.
Absolutely. No one got down in the sort of trenches about it. It was civilized and everyone got along. But I feel like that might change
off,
now.
Bring on the next round.
You
bring it.
Jordan.
Oh wow.
Sorry Howard. Guys. Chocolate fudge brownie versus chocolate chip.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to trigger me so hard. You just pink mint. You fucked up.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't listening. What was
does not go with chocolate at all. Nor ice cream.
Mint chocolate against
chocolate fudge
chocolate
brownie.
Fudge brownie.
Is that one of those like exclusive to like Haagen-Dazs or Ben and Jerry's?
Like Ben and Jerry's have it. Yeah, Ben brought chocolate fudge brownie to the table, but I thought, you know what? It's a flavor of ice cream.
Okay.
So it's in here.
Yeah.
Ben.
Hi.
You got the floor, brother.
chocolate fudge brownie. I think.
Oh, thank God, Ben.
I can't think of a time in which I've managed to just not eat an entire tub of chocolate fudge brownie all in one go.
Trying to keep us legally sound there, Ben.
Immediately.
allegedly
it tastes really good, and chunks of brownie, you can't really go wrong with it, you know.
I have to disagree, Ben.
Oh, all right.
Now it's not bad by any margin.
Listen.
but hold up, there is a point where there's too much chocolate. It's just
no, there's no such thing as too much chocolate in my opinion.
No, yeah, there is. I think I like sweet things, but sometimes too much.
Dan, you say your piece before I jump in.
I think I agree with Simon. That's my piece.
Oh. Well, cool. I think there are two types of sweet toothers. And I think there are people that can just eat chocolate for days and people that like prefer other things.
Sir.
For me, I can just eat chocolate, like triple chocolate, whatever, all the chocolate in the world, slab it on there and I'm loving it. And chocolate fudge brownie is so good. And the brownie chunks just make it better. It's so great. It's so great. I'm going to break the news to everyone that I'm the guy that brought mint chocolate chip to the table.
Oh my God.
Is anyone in my corner? Anyone else like mint chocolate?
I'm in your corner, Jordan.
Right, so mint chocolate has its place because I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's like, you know, the greatest, although I feel like it's got a place, it deserves its place here. But mint chocolate chip is such a good, like, complimentary ice cream. So if you're getting like multiple scoops from like an ice cream parlor or something like that, one little scoop of mint chocolate chip just goes so nicely with it.
Yeah,
because it's just it's like an accent.
One little fucking scoop.
Just picturing you like toothpaste. Opening the tub and it being like, "Oh, you look really good today." Because you said it was complimentary.
What, Charlie? Go on.
So sorry, I just heard Aaron go, "Tastes like a toothache."
No, it tastes like toothpaste.
Oh, shit. Okay, so
nice listening.
It tastes definitely like fucking Colgate. It's definitely got its place. And the chocolate chip in it is what makes the mint chocolate chip. What make mint ice cream like better is it's got chocolate chips in it, so you're not just getting all the mint, because mint in small doses is great, but too much of it, I agree, it's too much. But if you think about like Aero mint bubbles or whatever, those chocolates,
ooh, yeah,
they are great. I think I'd rather have those than normal ones, because I just think they're just very nice.
I think in moderation though, like
in moderation, yeah, that's the point I'm arguing for, I guess.
No, but I think mint chocolate is only good in moderation. I mean, I was pretty indifferent about it until Aaron said he hated it and it would make him furious. So, fuck Aaron, quite frankly.
I like that a lot.
That was harsh.
Well, let's call it there. Let's get into the vote. We got chocolate fudge brownie versus mint chocolate chip. I'll start off the vote with mint chocolate chip and we'll go to Ben.
You're
right.
It's a tough one.
This is actually difficult for you.
well, mint chocolate chip is like, that used to be my favorite flavor up until about maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. Probably just the discovery of Ben and Jerry's. I mean,
this is a real dilemma.
Imagine Ben like the freezer aisle, just like, oh my God,
Charlie. You need to do like a Kermit meme of Ben, you know, sat over the river, like debating chocolate fudge brownie and mint chocolate chip.
Oh God!
It's all right. Breathe.
Okay,
you got it.
My inner fat kid is screaming right now.
Inner fat kid.
Whoa! Well, what?
All right, come on. Someone's
about to rebound that.
Fuck it.
Someone's about to rebound that shit to you, Ben.
Chocolate brownie
for Ben. At last, we go to Charlie.
This is a tough one.
Here we go.
Chocolate brownie,
making it 2-1 to the chocolate brownie. Aaron,
jeez, I can't believe you put these two up. They're fucking hard to decide between, but in the end, chocolate brownie gets my vote.
Thanks,
man.
Aaron. 3-1. Dan,
this is a really tough one.
Shut up.
Mint chocolate.
3-2 to the chocolate fudge brownie, and Simon, you get to decide what happens.
Definitely mint choc.
Oh my God.
Oh wow, 3-all. So we have deciding vote.
Nah, man, Simon.
Chocolate fudge brownie versus mint chocolate chip. I also should mention, I didn't mention it up at this point, so I'm not going to say it further, but we do have double votes as we're starting from the quarterfinals. It can't happen. It can't happen for this one because I fucked it. So Dan, you have made the deciding vote between the chocolate fudge brownie and the mint chocolate chip. Who is the winner?
The winner is mint chocolate.
Oh man!
Oh my God! Rest in pieces of brownie. We move on. We've got strawberry cheesecake, or as I've written it, strawberry cheesecake versus lemon sherbet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus. Lemon. Two heavy hitters.
Shut up, Ben.
Oh, that's interesting. Right, Simon, kick us off. Why is it heavy hitter? Then we'll come to Ben and you can tell us why it's a dead round.
Oh, because they're both really fruity, like, standard flavours. That's about it, really.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong. Ben.
Yeah, they're both fruity and both really good chips.
Against this, why?
Okay, firstly, if you want something with lemon in it, get fucking sorbet. Don't fuck around with that ice cream. Ice cream is like proper dairy. It's not too sweet on the tongue. It's just sweet enough. Anything fruity, feel like it's too much. And strawberry shortcake. Why don't you just have a
strawberry cheesecake?
Why don't you just have an actual cheesecake? Surely it'll taste better.
True. Because this isn't about cheesecake, mate. This is about
ice cream. Yeah, so it doesn't belong here.
Is it an ice cream flavor?
You could use that argument with a chocolate fudge brownie, though.
Yeah, you could just have a chocolate fudge brownie.
Ferrero Rocher ice cream, why don't you just have a Ferrero Rocher? That's just absolutely
coffee flavoured. Just have a coffee.
Ice cream, why not just have a coffee?
This whole point is about ice cream flavours.
How the turntables.
There we go. Let's go to Charlie here, because Charlie was the one we insisted put lemon sherbet into this. I know you don't know anything about it, so I'm putting you on the spot. Lemon sherbet, Charlie.
Lemon sherbet.
I love lemon. I think
he said this a lot whilst we were in Sorrento. He loves lemon.
Sorrento.
No, there was lemons everywhere, right? And every like 10 seconds.
There. Well, we would know. Wish I was
would
there.
We bought lemon.
Would
socks.
We know?
We bought lemon.
Did
socks.
You try the limoncello out there?
Oh, absolutely. We walked into a limoncello shop, right? And this guy was just talking for literally about 10 minutes straight. And he just poured us like 6 different shots of limoncello. And I was looking at Ben like, Ben, I'm about to over the edge here. Like, I'm about to be fucked.
I'm about to sprint out of this room.
I'm about to sprint to Sorrento.
Get fucked.
I'm wiping away the tears as you tell us this story right now.
I'd love to have been invited to that, to be fair.
Anyway. I don't know what it is with lemon.
So fuck lemon then, I guess.
I love how sour lemon is. I don't know what it is. I just love it when I put it on my tongue.
Does it go well with ice cream? Because ice cream is supposed to be sweet.
I thought it was a lemon meringue flavour. And lemon sherbet, that's completely different. Like, that's proper disgusting.
That's extra sour. I think it'd be really nice. Because it'd be like sweet and sour.
You thought wrong, mate.
Battling in my mouth. Excuse me. You're right.
Let's get into the vote before this spirals out of control. Lemon sherbet versus strawberry cheesecake.
I've said my piece on strawberry.
Go on then. Tell us what you're saying.
It's just like, well, nice, isn't it? Like, it's just nice. Like,
you know, he's got a point.
The thing is, I absolutely love anything strawberry-y. and strawberry is definitely my favorite flavor ice cream. Strawberry cheesecake's just got that little extra crunch to it, and it's not overly strawberry-y, if that makes sense. So if you don't really like strawberries that much, you can still have this because it's not too powerful. It's not overpowering.
I completely
and the
get
cheesecake
kind of
adds like another flavour to strawberry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes it nice and creamier.
Yeah, it's just delicious. Yeah, anyway.
Thank you for that. That was a well thought out point, well delivered, and I'm sorry I didn't allow you to say it in the first place. We're going to get into the vote this time. Strawberry cheesecake, lemon sherbet, Ben.
Strawberry cheesecake.
1-0 for strawberry cheesecake. I'm going for that as well. Charlie.
Lemon.
Ben is not going to say it because he already voted. Damn.
Oh no, I get two.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake making it 3-1. Simon.
Strawberry cheesecake.
4-1. And finally, Aaron.
It's strawberry cheesecake.
Going through 5-1 with the biggest victory so far of the quarterfinal.
Suck it,
match-up.
Charlie.
We move on to our last matchup of this round. We have got caramel pecan, or pecan, versus cookie dough.
Oh my god!
Anyone didn't catch that? I said cookie dough.
What was the second
cookie
one?
Dough. Okay.
Oh, cookie dough.
Simon, you should kick us off here because you bought the caramel. What? How do you pronounce that nut?
I call it a pecan.
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 A pecan.
Pecan nut.
I just say pecan.
Of course, Simon.
Some people call it a pecan,
like,
but
pecan.
They're idiots.
Pecan.
I just say pecan.
Pecan.
No.
Basically,
shut up.
Caramel is one of the best flavour ice creams you can get anyway. But chuck like crunchy, salty-ish nuts in it, and
salty pecan.
You just can't beat it. It's just another extra flavor. It's like the Ferrero Rocher. Chocolate's good on its own, but add nuts to it and it's just a completely different flavor.
Is it usually like chunks of nuts in it?
Yeah.
That's where I'm out.
Yeah, ooh. Like you're fucking wrong with that point. Like,
I don't want
chunky nuts, pelicans, whatever they're called, in the ice cream. No.
Yeah, I don't want like chunks of nuts in it because they're too crunchy. I'd like chocolate
have
chips are good because they break down.
Have you seen a Ferrero Rocher? Well.
Yeah, no, well, no.
Yeah, it's like that sort of chunk size.
Oh, tiny, teeny tiny.
Yeah, it's like small. It's not like
a big fair. That's not so
chunk
bad
of
then.
It. It's not a block of it.
Yeah, I mean, I just did a little bit of Googling and I saw ones with lots of big chunks in it, but I'll take your word for it. I don't know. It doesn't sound exactly my cup of tea. And I think caramel was as the main flavour. That also doesn't really
tickle me too much.
Oh, you see that sweetness I can handle. Like chocolate, way too much.
Ah, interesting.
The fuck?
What about cookie dough?
Yeah.
And for me, cookie dough is, that's, again, same as chocolate fudge brownie. That's not an ice cream. It needs to be a hot dessert. Like a hot cookie.
Here's a question.
Here's a question, right?
So when people talk about, and especially comes up with people talking about Ben and Jerry's and stuff, cookie dough is a lot of people's favourite. Is cookie dough as good as the hype says, or is it overrated? Dan.
I think it's...
I think it's slightly overrated. I mean, I haven't had it a huge amount, but I think it's slightly overrated. And actually, on that note, I was just thinking we're probably going to be surprising a lot of people that we haven't picked fish food, because fish food is another popular one.
Again,
Ben
I think
Jerry's.
That's horrible.
Is that actual fish?
No, it's
obviously
not.
Just, that's just chocolate and caramel, isn't it?
And some marshmallow as well.
Dude, every time I saw that, I actually thought it was fish. That's why I never got it.
Ben used to think it was called pish food. In fact, I think he said that on a podcast.
I think he did, yeah.
No. Yeah, he said on a podcast. Yeah, pish food.
Which one was it?
God.
At least I don't feel
bad. If the listeners want to go through and listen to every single podcast we've ever done, and then they can pick it out, that'd be brilliant.
Yep, and it's a feral number at this point. We've had a nice little run so far. Thank you all for listening. And why don't you get in touch with us on our social medias at World Cup of Pod. But back to the key question. Cookie dough, for me, I like it. It's one of those ones, right? I probably, if I was in the shop and it was Ben and Jerry's were there, and they didn't have chocolate fudge brownie, I'd probably go for pish food. If they, or actually, if they had cookie dough or pish food, it'd be about what mood I was in. But if someone else got cookie dough and they're like, do you want the rest of this? I'd be like, yes, absolutely. Because it's very good. It's a very good flavour. Mm. Is anyone particularly passionate about it? Charlie, maybe.
Nah,
Charlie's not passionate about anything, for fuck's sake.
I'm passionate about you.
Not even his own segment he's passionate about.
It's hard to stay passionate when you run out of shit to fucking throw at this.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Answer Jordan's question.
Oh, boo fucking who. Maybe you could put a little public service announcement out to the audience to send in things for you to include in your segment. Bail you out, maybe.
What, Charlie's mail. What's in Charlie's mail?
Well, that, yeah.
Oh, no, we don't want to know what's in there.
restraining orders. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I've never had cookie dough, so I can't have an opinion on it. But
beautiful.
What about the other one?
What was the other one?
Caramel pecan.
Oh, pecan, okay. It's nuts, I like nuts, not in that way. I just like, I like nuts in food, ice cream, okay.
I'll put my nuts in your food.
Fuck's sake, can't be honest. All right, I know who I'm voting for, so.
Let's get into it. Who are you voting for, Charlie?
The pecan.
Ben.
Cookie dough.
Making it 1-1. I'm going to go for cookie dough 2-1. Simon.
Pecan.
2-2. Aaron.
Cookie dough.
3-2 to cookie dough. And Dan, you've got the final vote.
Cookie dough.
Making it 4-2. And caramel pecan, although it put up a fight, it wasn't strong enough to beat out the cookie dough. But we're going to take a short break on that note. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, it's Dan here again to remind you to give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at World Cup of Pod to keep up to date with all the things World Cup of and stay across when we release new episodes and news about things coming up in the future. We also have an email address, which is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, where you can send in your questions and we'll read them out on the podcast. So get involved and we look forward to hearing from you.
I thought you meant Dan at first. I was going to say, we're going to get going now, boys. It looks good.
Here we go, then.
Oh, fucking suck him off, then. Sick of you and your shit.
I couldn't hear you. Weren't close enough to the mic.
Is that how you sound? You suck dick.
No.
Yeah.
Ben. Come on, now.
Wasn't me.
Is that what Ben sounds like?
Back for the next section of the World Cup of podcast. Before we get into that, Dan, the mic is yours.
Hello, mate. Yes, welcome back to the World Cup of Answers, everyone's favourite segment, and a segment where, well, there's actually some content here. I'm
very excited.
Say a well thought out segment.
Some may say, yeah. Some may say, Oscar winning. In fact, Anyway, let's get on with these. Remember, you can send in these questions, and they can be anonymous, and we'll read them out. Charlie, think of a name.
I hate when you do this.
For fuck's sake.
Fuck, he hates everything.
I can't even do
just
that.
A name.
Flembol.
Do you remember that time, Charlie, you said he was going to become a scriptwriter? You come up with names occasionally.
Did you come up with the name Flembol, by the way?
4 years ago.
Flembol.
Flembong says, if you could have a savoury flavour of ice cream, what would you have?
Savoury, like...
Yeah, like savoury in it, not sweet.
I'd be interested in what bacon ice cream would taste like.
I was just about to say, like, maple bacon.
Sounds horrible.
You know, like, you can have it on waffles and it's really good. That's like a nice sweet
It does exist.
I've had bacon toothpaste before and that was pretty good.
Oh!
I think...
Bacon toothpaste?
I think Five Guys does... you can put bacon on your milkshake in Five Guys.
Oh, it's just American.
I reckon that would be really good.
This says so much about your guys' diet.
Trash.
I just want to put bacon on everything.
Young, strapping young men.
Young.
Yes, I said that because I meant it.
Jordan, you got any suggestions?
I think I'm out on this one, to be honest. I'm definitely a sweet over a savoury guy. So
yeah.
I'm struggling with this a lot. Bacon is a good shout.
I've got one,
I've got
actually.
To say.
Can I just say, what about cracker ice cream?
It doesn't really have
you
a flavour.
You need to stop. Yeah, that's just tasteless.
Yeah, but imagine.
What?
No. See, I'm not like the biggest ice cream guy, so it'd be difficult for me to say.
Oh,
you know what? I quite like pepper. What about pepper? That I know it's not savoury,
yes.
But that would be...
Fuck.
What about broccoli?
I know what I would have.
Broccoli? What the fuck?
I was just joking because you said pepper.
Oh,
this is outrageous.
This is all foul. Yorkshire pudding.
That's not a bad shout.
All right, Dan, on to the next question.
No, I actually quite like that one. Yeah, I prefer that to bacon.
I'd have that.
Yeah.
I love a good pud.
He loves his ice cream, he does. All right, next question. Jordan, think of a name.
Pud.
No?
Oh, no.
Sorry, did you ask me that? Oh, sorry. You actually cut out, so I didn't actually hear you say that. No, you wanted to cut a name. Okay, the name I'm coming up with is a little bit of pud.
A little bit of pud. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I won't go on myself. That's such a fun sorry, video. You talk will more, during, you literally talk
Twitter.
More. Charlie talks more during other people's
just a little bit of put.
He definitely does. He definitely does.
Just a little bit of put.
Alright. If there was a flavour to be named after you, which flavour would it be?
Charlie sauce ice cream.
Again, you're more passionate about that than your own segment. I was going to say Aaron, because Aaron's last name is Bailey, and that would be quite an interesting flavour. Bailey's flavoured, because you could put vanilla ice cream in Bailey's and it tastes quite nice.
Yeah, that's pain. I've did that once.
Okay,
but I'd actually go off of a stupid nickname Charlie gives me, chocolate.
Oh
bear.
Yeah. Chocolate bear, chocolate bear ice cream. I love that.
I've never heard Charlie call you that actually.
He does once.
He says it a lot more aggressively than that.
And when it's just those two together.
Yeah,
chocolate bear.
In a long time. He said it a lot when he was on our work.
Oh, yeah,
experience.
I did, yeah. He'd be reading, like, his Japanese book, and I'd be like, hey, Chocolate Bear, what are you doing? Come over here.
Okay, that was a weird story.
No. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that?
Come over here and give me a little bit of put.
Jordan, flavoured based on your name?
No.
Okay, mate.
There is
Jordan no. Pecan Sorry. Ice cream.
Don't you dare.
Don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare.
Oh, come on.
All right, last question. Ben, think of a name.
Benji Bing.
That's it.
Yikes.
That was awful.
Sorry, Charlie came up with Flimbong. I can't.
Yeah, but at least Charlie was quick with it. Ben was like, Benji.
Was he?
Ben just deteriorated.
Was he quick with
Ben just looked at his penis like Benji's thing.
Oh.
That's King Cobra to you, pal.
Oh Christ.
Stop. Every time this segment gets fucking disgusting and foul,
someone brings the time.
Stop
down.
It.
All right, I'll get the nuts out of my face.
For fuck's sake. Huh? I'm literally going to put a peanut on you. ice cream in winter. What are your thoughts? Does it have to be a summer thing? Does it have to
all
be
year
hot?
Round.
All year round. All year round.
See, I will eat it all year round, but I just think it's better, obviously, when it's hotter.
When the ice cream's hotter.
Yeah, when it's fucking when it's boiling hot. Milk. especially when it's Charlie's sauce. It has to be boiling hot.
Boiling hot. Bum.
Yike.
God.
So we're all in agreement that ice cream is all year round.
Yeah, ice cream.
Ice lollies, no.
There is this
yeah,
fucking
ice lollies
guy.
Summer, yeah, that's a Sorry. Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here go we go. Charlie's off on
Sorry,
one.
I've actually just gone on a bit of a tangent. There is a guy jogging around the block and he's passed me five fucking times already. I'm actually about to go out there and deck him. Carry on.
Wait,
you won't be
today.
Able to catch him, you fat fuck.
Oh.
He's got a point. Oh.
Wait, are you talking
Charlie,
about today, Charlie? Because the quarantine's on, remember? He can't be out.
I know.
He can be out.
He's done his one exercise.
He can be out.
Yeah, but that's just, he's gone around five times. That's like, how many exercises now?
Still part of one exercise. That's your fifth exercise, sir?
That's your fifth one? You're
also,
limits,
Charlie,
sir?
How dare you be looking outside when we're having a podcast?
Yeah,
I'm in the front room and the blinds are open and he keeps running past me and I'm...
Well, it's...
Then close
it's,
the fucking
it's
blinds.
10, it's 10 p.m. Shut the blinds, come on. No one wants to see you. Well, yeah, all right, fuck it, let's end on that.
Thanks for ruining that part there, Charlie. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
As
that.
Usual, this segment has been ruined by someone else.
Oh, come
thanks for the questions.
Grow up.
He doesn't even
thanks.
Only ruin his own
thanks
segments.
Thanks for your questions, thanks for your
else's.
Answers. Don't forget to get in contact with us on our social media at World Cup of Pods, and the email address is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, which is also linked in the description through the website. Thank you, Jordan, back to you.
Thanks very much, Dan. I can only apologise for those. Young men for ruining your segment once again, but yeah. You know what, I still enjoyed it and it's by far the best segment we do on this podcast.
Well, there's a lot of segments to pick from, so it's quite hard to pick.
Yeah, I mean,
by
yeah, maybe
standard is the only
let's
segment.
Get back down to business. We've got the semi-finals of the World Cup of ice cream flavors. Reminder, we've still got double votes, which I conveniently forgot to tell everyone about until we're halfway through the quarterfinals. But if you feel like using them, go ahead, because you've got one for this round. And you can use it in either of the fixtures. But once you've used it, it is gone. So let's get right into it. We've got coffee versus mint chocolate chip.
Oh, my God.
Which
what
is...
an awful yes matchup. Sir. Jesus Christ.
Lol. Why?
Yes, sir. Well,
I hate coffee in anything. Because it's too powerful for my taste buds, you know?
And toothpaste isn't?
Well, I brush my teeth every night, so...
No, you don't.
Hey,
no, you don't. On, that's man. A big lie.
Smell your breath from here.
That was one of those things you like brought it up to like try and cover your tracks, but no one questioned you on it. Now we all think you don't brush your teeth.
Nah,
I was like, well, I brush my teeth every night.
not even in the morning, just in the night. Gross.
Pew.
I think mint chocolate chip is thoroughly underrated as an ice cream flavor. And do you know what? Mint gets a bad rap anyway, because, you know, obviously it's got its purposes in your oral hygiene, but put mint in a gin and tonic, you've got yourself a lovely drink. Mojito, you know, that's a classic one. It's got a bit of mint in it. A lot of things are better
like
with mint in it. No, a lot of things are better with
vodka,
mint in it.
And you can put it in your whiskey, you could put it in your beer.
And it's the same, but it's the same with ice cream. Ice cream is nice when you've got a bit of mint in there. You know, just a little bit of mint in you, a little bit of pud.
No.
It's better than coffee, no. Surely.
I think coffee, yes, I kind of agree with you in that sense, that coffee has its place and coffee does what it does. Mint, you can be a little bit more flexible with it, a bit more adventurous with it. Yeah, it's difficult though, because they're both kind of like, they're both kind of niche flavours really as well at the same time. So
yeah,
it's almost,
nice,
it's almost
it?
What
it's
you
nice
prefer
to have
more.
Something a little
well,
bit more
yeah.
enticing yeah. there.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, if you're going to the supermarket to buy ice cream, chances are you're buying a Ben and Jerry's or you're just buying like a vanilla or a chocolate or a strawberry ice cream. But if you're in like a, you know, a gelato store and you've got all the flavours under the sun in front of you, well, not under the sun because they'd melt, but you know what I mean? You want to go with something a little bit more exciting, and dead. I feel like you'd go for mint good. In it over like coffee, right?
Again, well, it's all personal preference, but I think I'd go for
mint pairs well with more things, right? Surely,
it's more of an ice cream flavor, no. I think.
Oh, he's fucking back,
Charlie. I'm
oh, for fuck's sake!
Just report him, like. Quarantine lockdown, hello.
Anyway, thanks for contributing to the conversation there, Charlie. What are your opinions?
He's such a twat, isn't he? Like, I'm honestly strongly considering.
Is he even?
I'm considering blocking him and removing him from this podcast. So, if anyone wants to be on this podcast going forwards, they can have their own locked segment.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
Applicants so are now open. We'll so send them at the World Cup of Pod.
We'll put a poll on the Twitter at World Cup of Pod. Say, should we kick Charlie off the podcast?
Okay, but none. Go okay, over there, none get of your you, votes. None in. Of you can vote though.
Yeah.
No. None of you can vote. And you can't get your girlfriend to vote either. So it has to be other people.
Well, I don't have a girlfriend, so.
Well, you can't get your girlfriend to vote either then, Charlie.
Do you don't have a girlfriend either, do you?
You guys are mean. Let's
what
let's
kind of point
vote.
Was that, Charlie?
Let's just vote on this.
You're being so odd today.
If enough people vote, like, what's the minimum?
If more
we
than
100 votes.
Yeah.
We'll 100 off in the how long? Give me a time frame.
So well, when
hours.
This episode
no,
comes
no,
out,
no, no, he's just going to mess through his fucking friends at work and then get me voted off.
Hey,
why would he do that?
Friends at work?
I'm in charge here. Listen to me.
We're listening.
When you actually have a job, Charlie, you understand it's more respectable than just to message them saying, "Please vote to kick my friend off of a podcast."
when this episode comes out, because episodes are out every Monday morning, so when this one comes out, it has got the whole week. To hit, we'll say, because obviously the poll doesn't go on for that long. Let's say, I don't know, 100 votes. 100 votes.
20
Charlie's
votes.
Out.
20 votes.
Don't make it easy for Ben. Let's not.
100 votes.
Do 100 votes.
Wait, are you going to post a poll every day?
We'll work it out.
For a week.
Let's not worry about the logic.
I think a poll on Twitter can only be 24 hours. So it's 24 hours.
We're getting too down in the weeds here. It doesn't really matter. Like, at the end of the day, this is about kicking Charlie off the podcast, and we're talking about it live on the podcast. So, if nothing else, this is damaging for him personally. So let's just worry about that then. We'll put up a poll, and we'll just see what the world decides. Let's get into the vote, as Charlie suggested before we basically ousted him. Coffee versus mint chocolate chip. We'll go to Charlie first. What are you going for?
Mint.
Mint chocolate chip for Charlie. Just wiping the tears away. Simon.
Coffee.
1-1. Ben.
Mint.
Aaron.
Double down on coffee.
Ooh. Double vote on coffee, making it 3-2 to the coffee. I'm going to double vote on mint chocolate chip, making it 4-3 to the mint chocolate chip. And Dan, you can send a finalist through.
Mint.
Mint chocolate chip goes through 5-3, and we have our first of our two finalists, and we move on to that fixture, which is strawberry cheesecake versus cookie dough. What are we saying here? This one's a bit closer,
strawberry,
I think.
Strawberry, bro. It's got to be the strawberry.
Cookie dough? Like, hello?
Strawberry cheesecake, clear winner.
Yeah, easy.
Just get a normal strawberry cheesecake, as Ben said.
Huh? But is like cookie dough is like one of the staples. There's a reason why everyone loves it. There's a reason why, even if we think it's overrated, it's got to be popular enough to be considered overrated. No,
I don't think it'd be considered a staple. I think it's just one of those flavors that people
I think it would be a staple.
Yeah, but then you could argue strawberry is a staple. Well, you know, strawberry cheesecake is fine, but
I wouldn't
strawberry.
Say cheesecake. I personally don't think I've really ever heard of that flavor up until today. Whereas cookie dough is synonymous with everyone because of Ben and Jerry's.
Synonymous, mate.
Exactly right.
How did he Google that word so
good?
Cool?
No,
that's
a big word. If you go through, it's probably the second of the two flavors of Ben and Jerry's. That's the second best behind chocolate fudge brownie in terms of probably the most popular actually in terms of Ben and Jerry's. But most people would go. It depends really, but cookie dough and fudge brownie are the two most loved. I would say no.
Mm. Yeah,
they're the ones that always seem to be out of stock in the supermarket.
It's pish food.
I think that's completely down to just having the chunks in there, though, not for the actual ice cream.
I will say that strawberry cheesecake is Haagen-Dazs, so it's a little bit more fancy.
Mm. But Charlie, on that point you've just made there about the chunks, that's the same with all of these. They've all got the chunks in it. Now, I'll come back to you, Dan. Don't worry about that. I'll come back to you, all right? I'm just trying to establish some control here. Charlie, you mentioned about the chunks in the cookie dough, but that is an equal part of this podcast. You know, look back. The Ferrero Rocher has little chunks in it. Chocolate fudge brownie's got big bits of brownie in it. Mint chocolate chip's got chips in it. You know, all of these have got the caramel pecan had little chunks of nut in it. It's part of the ice cream, so it's got to be considered, right?
Yeah.
Cheesecake has one as well.
Charlie just ate his own words there.
Yeah absolutely.
Mm, delicious.
Yeah. Cowering.
Huh?
On trend.
Hey, come
what
on.
What I will say, though, there, right? is the cookie dough one, though, it feels really sandy when you bite it. Anyone else
sandy.
Notice that?
The actual chunk.
Yeah, like when you bite a chunk, it feels gritty. Then. It doesn't feel like a nice gritty.
Very good.
No, I know what you mean with that. But I'd say also the cookie dough flavour of the ice cream, it's like better vanilla. Mm, yeah, that's the... Like, I'd rather have cookie dough than vanilla. Not that there's anything wrong with vanilla, but it is just a bit vanilla, isn't it?
Very good.
Very.
Thank you. Any final thoughts before I go into the vote?
No.
All right, let's get into it then.
Strawberry cheesecake is clearly better. Yeah.
Simon, what are you going for?
A double vote strawberry cheese.
Ben, what are you going for?
A double vote cookie dough.
2-2. Aaron.
Cookie dough.
3-2 to cookie dough. Charlie.
Cookie dough.
4-2 to cookie dough. Dan, what are you going for?
Double vote strawberry cheesecake.
Bring it to 4-4, and your boy has got the deciding vote.
Your boy.
And I am going to go for cookie dough.
Yes.
And we have our two finalists. Yeah. Quick round of applause for our two finalists, and we'll go for a quick break, everybody.
Hello, Charles here, aka best member of the podcast. I'm here to ask if you like what we're doing over here at the World Cup of Podcast, then could you please take 30 seconds to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, as it helps the podcast out a lot. And if you don't, I guess you're just a loser. So make your mind up. If you do leave a review, we will shout you out on the podcast as a thanks for continuing to support the show. We have new episodes out every week and hope you continue to listen and enjoy.
Should we roll right on through?
Yeah, I kind of need a poo, so let's go.
Oh, nice. Me too.
Nice.
Oh, why don't you marry him then? Why don't you marry his bum hole then?
Come on. Come here then. Go to him.
Why don't you take your shit together?
Wait, Dan, what are you spawning,
man? Oh, hey, what are you spawning then? What's your weapon of choice?
Yeah, Simon, you don't understand very that because good. Me and Dan are closer than you.
I don't care. Me and Jordan played before we came on Skype.
Don't bring that up again or I'll fucking cry. Oh.
Fucking cry, Skype. I don't care.
Skype,
I'm going to come and trample on your fucking chilies in a minute.
Shut up.
Sorry.
And we are back.
That jogger off.
Oh, wait.
Oh, are we not?
No, go on.
And we are back for the final time on the World Cup of Ice Cream Flavours. It has been a short but sweet, but a very sweet, very interesting little battle here. We've had a few surprise winners. I surprise myself with my comedy sometimes. We've had a few surprise winners and we've had some interesting debate, but we are here now in the final. We've got two finalists, which are mint chocolate chip and cookie dough. Let's have a quick little look back. It'll only take a second to look back at the way they got here, but Mint Chocolate Chip beat the, I would argue, the favourite of the whole tournament, which was Chocolate Fudge Brownie, beat it 4-3 on a decider based off of Dan's little app. And then we also had the coffee, which it beat 5-3 with a couple of double votes in there. On the other hand, we've got the cookie dough, which was probably up there as one of the other favourites. It comfortably beat Lemon Sherbet 5-1 in round one, which ended up being the biggest victory of the entire tournament. And then it beat the... Oh, actually, I just lied to you then, sorry. It beat the Caramel Pecan. And it beat it 4-2. And it wasn't the biggest victory of the entire tournament, because I just explained which one it was. And it wasn't the one we were talking about. But it then beat the Strawberry Cheesecake 5-4 in a very epic battle right at the end, which I sealed in the end. So here we are. We've got our two finalists. Anyone got any thoughts on these two before we get down to the meat and potatoes of the ice cream flavours?
Yeah. Okay. Why did mint get up here?
I was about to say, why did
strawberry not get here? That's
the same reason cookie dough did.
You must have just said, okay, we're going to put Colgate into this tournament. It doesn't matter if it's...
Yeah, but Charlie brushes his teeth once a night, so...
Yeah,
okay, true. That. You know, start to taste some mint. It's like
I've got to defend mint chocolate here. One, this was my pick. It has its rightful place in the ice cream parlor. It deserves its place there because it is a nice flavor that is like we spoke earlier about chocolate and how the chocolate fudge brownie can be too much, just on its own. Whereas a mint chocolate chip is, you would also be too much on its own, but it's a really good one to have as like an accent on your desserts. It's a good one to have there. It's a very good one to have in there.
I agree.
From my observations at ice cream parlors, okay, scientific note here, I've noticed with the mint chocolate, it's always in the far left corner, the upper top area. It's always filled up.
I think, and the only people that get it
are old
sciences.
People and people that don't have taste. that's my scientific.
Shut up! It's not scientific.
Thanks for that.
What case just studies like, or references do you have?
I've been to four ice cream parlors, one in Spain,
parlors.
One in
we
Portsmouth.
We will be posting Aaron's bibliography on Twitter for anyone to check out. okay, that, yeah, I mean that was great. Thanks, Charlie. What have you got to say?
mint, whatever it is had the easiest fucking way into the final.
Is that true? Because it beat chocolate fudge brownie.
Yeah, it did.
It had no right to beat chocolate fudge brownie, and it did.
Also, can I just say
there
were literally only 8 picks in this tournament. So
yeah, but wait, but it won.
If
but
it had
decided,
existence, it would have lost.
Yeah, but it still won. Yeah, it had 3 votes to get it to a decider, so it wasn't like it was. You know, out.
Didn't it beat coffee? Completely. And you hated coffee anyway.
Yeah, but that was after it beat chocolate fudge brownie.
Oh, I see.
So
now, you see, for me, with ice cream, I like a little bit of balance. I don't like all one flavour. If I'm going to have an ice cream, I want a bit of everything. Or like a little bit of stuff. Like mint and choc.
We're not talking about that, are we? We're talking about one flavour.
No, we are, because mint and choc is really nice. Whereas,
yeah, he's got a point.
You know, who, me or Ben?
You. You've got a point.
Yeah,
the chocolate
thing,
chip make mint,
just tastes
mint
like
ice cream better.
Like a cold cookie, a cold soggy cookie, which isn't right. That's not right.
That sounds good to me, though. To be fair, that does sound good.
Yeah, but wasn't there another tournament we did, another podcast where you'd like soggy cookies or something?
No, again, I was completely against it. I like hard, crispy. You know.
No, I think the biscuits one. Did you not enter into the tournament a soggy form of biscuit?
I did vote
the limp biscuit.
That's the one,
bro.
Oh, I'll chuck ice cream on that and I'll slurp that right.
Absolutely yikes.
Absolutely yikes. Any final thoughts? Because I think we should get down to the vote. I'd hate to be interrupted.
If mint wins,
you'll kill yourself.
Very visually scream.
I'm honestly at this point, I'm more interested to know if that jog has gone past Charlie Windham again.
Trust me, he's gone past twice, and I wanted to scream at the mic, but I know that it annoys you, so I'd left it. But he's
a very short route.
Thank you. You say it like it shouldn't annoy us. Yes, Charlie, tell us more about this random jogger.
Why don't you just meet him?
Sorry for.
If he comes by again, I'm going to drop the mic and fucking sprint out there.
No, you're not though.
I am. Yeah, fucking stay on the call then, and I'll fucking wait for him.
Such a. You're such a... He's had one glass of whiskey and he's acting like a fucking big man.
Whiskey courage, by the way.
Let's get into the vote, because once again, go to Charlie. Doesn't speak about what I asked him about, ruins the whole topic, and we've all kind of forgotten where we were. But I'll tell you where we are. We're at the final, and we've got mint chocolate chip, and we've got cookie dough, and we're about to decide which one is the world champion of its category, which is the flavours of ice cream. We're going to start with Charlie. What are you going for?
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough for Charlie. Aaron.
Cookie dough.
Ben.
Chocolate chip. Sorry, making it two.
Simon, what are you going for?
Jesus Christ.
Cookie dough, more like cookie no. Chocolate chip, yeah.
Chocolate chip for Simon, making it 2-2. Dan, we'll go to you next.
I am going to vote for cookie dough.
Cookie dough gets Dan's vote, and I have got the power to send us to a decider, or once and for all decide what is the world champion of ice cream flavours. And I am going to go for cookie dough. We have our winner, boys.
Ooh. Ooh.
Round of applause.
Ooh. Howard.
Listen. I think ultimately I'll sleep easy tonight knowing that cookie dough won this. I think as much as I went against my own pick there. Like, I did go against my own pick because mint chocolate chip was mine. But I think when you think about the grand scheme of life, that for me, mint chocolate chip shouldn't be like named the greatest flavor. It's a very good flavor and it deserves to be in the chat.
Fuck.
But for me, it's not the best. And it had a good run, but in the end, cookie dough deserves its win. So once again, a round of applause for our winner. Cookie dough, everybody.
Yeah. That logic list just saved this whole fucking episode for me. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. If it went to a decider, I would have gone outside to the jogger and wait for him to come round and been like, so,
oh shit, that'd have been perfect. That'd have been so good.
Mint chocolate chip or fucking cookie.
Stay 2 meters away from me.
He just goes for the one Charlie wants and he snogs in.
Come here.
Anyway, let's hold it there. It's been a very fun episode. I thank you all for joining me, apart from Charlie, who consistently undermined every part of the podcast, really.
Guys,
don't worry,
he
won't be here next week. It's fine.
Come on, man.
Once again, over to the Twitter or the Instagram. Did we decide if it was going to be on the Twitter or the Instagram? But it'll be either of those. Okay, so at World Cup of Pod on Twitter and Instagram. So go over there and give us a follow because you get a little bit more of the World Cup of in the meantime. Thank you again for listening. Remember, give us a review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. And we're struggling to get them. We really want to push up at least one. If you're sitting here right now listening to this, go on, head over to Apple Podcasts and review us because it will help us out
just
so much.
Go on.
We'll give you a shout out on the podcast as well. Go on.
Do it, you coward. Fucking dare you,
I will literally cry if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't...
I'll give you guys free access to my OnlyFans if you leave a review. So please do that.
That is, if you needed encouragement, there it is. But once more, a reminder to get in contact with us for Dan's lovely section, which is the World Cup of Answers. And you can get in contact through our website, which is linked in the podcast description, and through the email, which is worldcupofpod@gmail.com. But thank you again for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye.